You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back, everyone. We're continuing on with the series that we're doing on the Sabbath. I bring a few examples out about how the Sabbath is kept in the New Testament, and let's look at some of them. I want to start with after the Jerusalem Council, Luke and Paul delivered decrees of the council. Then they entered Greece to preach the gospel. Acts chapter 16, verse 4 and verses 9 and 10 shows that they went to Greece to preach the gospel. And Luke writes, on the Sabbath, we went out of the city by a riverside. That's Acts 16, 13. So here they're going out of the city. There's no synagogue there, but it was still the Sabbath. They meet this Gentile named Lydia, whose heart the Lord had opened. And she ended up being baptized and her household with her. And that we find that in Acts 16, verses 14 and 15. And this is the beginning of the New Testament Sabbath-keeping church in Philippi. Now, the epistle of Paul to the Philippians was written to this church. And this church kept the Sabbath, not Sunday. Now let's read about a Sabbath-keeping church that begins in Thessalonica. Paul enters a synagogue in Thessalonica and for three Sabbaths reason with them out of the scriptures, opening and alleging that Jesus must have suffered. In other words, he was required to have suffered and be risen from the dead. We can read about that in Acts chapter 17, verses 1 through 3. So, Paul preached about the resurrection of Jesus Christ on the Sabbath day. He didn't mention Sunday. There was no Sunday meetings there. And it says that many devout Greeks believed in verse 4. Gentiles going to services on the Sabbath and learning about Jesus. And this is the beginning of the New Testament Sabbath-keeping church of Jesus in Thessalonica. The first epistle of Paul to the Thessalonians and the second epistle of Paul to the Thessalonians were written to this church. Now let's read about another church that keeps the Sabbath. This one in Corinth. Paul comes to Corinth and he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. Acts chapter 18, verses 1 and verse 4. Here again, Saturday, Sabbath, not Sunday. He continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. In verse 11, it tells us that. A year and a half, every Saturday, every Sabbath. Paul didn't preach about the traditions of men, but the word of God. And many of the Corinthians believed and were baptized. And we can read in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 14, about the Sabbath-keeping church of Jesus in Corinth. The first epistle of Paul and the second epistle of Paul to the Corinthians were written to this church over and over and over. Got a challenge for anybody. Show me the Gentile church that keeps Sunday in the New Testament. Show me. You won't find it because it's not there. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.